What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. This is myself, Craig Conover, with my best friend, Austin Kroll, where we talk about everything pillows and everything beer, except that we don't, and we talk about everything else out there. You may know us from Southern Charm or Winter House or Summer House or any other show that we've done, but mostly our show, Southern Charm. I'm here with Austin Kroll live, except we are not live together. I am in Delaware at my parents' house in my childhood bedroom, and Austin is in his brand new house that he now owns like an adult in Charleston, South Carolina. What's up, Austin?
Craig, that was one of the best intros I've ever heard. It was all over the place. It was frenetic. It was like up. It was down. It was suspenseful. I was like, what's he gonna say next? That was fantastic. I hope that everyone listening is like, wait, what? Wait, hold on. They're like, you know, rewinding a little bit. They're listening. They're like, wait. What show?
I love it.
Yeah.
We've worked on our audio issues. It is a learning process. I know we probably should have figured that out long before our 20th episode, but guess what? We're all over the place and we're trying our hardest to do this, but that's why this all works, is because you never know where we're going to be. I was in Charleston for 2 days and now I'm back in Delaware. Austin and I are going out to Chicago and Minnesota next week. And then we're in New York. Like, we got some stuff going on, and it's really fun.
I saw you cut yourself off there.
Yeah. Well, we want to share it with you guys. This is great. I honestly am in my happy place, which is up here. I mean, happy places can move, and that's okay. But we're trying to find our groove again. I think we have. We've both had some wine.
My shirt's unbuttoned right now.
Awesome. Shirt is unbuttoned. And we're ready to catch up, because Austin and I, this is the longest we've been apart for a while.
True, by the way, man. It's very true that you, I'm burping, sorry, that you and I do not go through periods of time where we don't see each other, whether it's lunch or we get a drink or I come by the shop or I'm at your house to a podcast or just anything really that best buds do. This has been one of the longest times that you and I have not seen each other in person. Well, I mean, we saw each other on Tuesday. That's not true, but once in 2 weeks. Wild. And now we're doing our first ever apart podcast, or podcast not in the same room.
I just clicked on Instagram and there's these two guys just fighting on the golf course, and I can only just think about me and you. We've never gotten like a fight other than Aspen one time, but the golf.
Oh man, that was.
I think we would just end up laughing on the golf course because we like. We wouldn't, our attention span wouldn't be that long. But look, I've got a question. So when I get too overwhelmed in Charleston, I come up to Delaware. I'm very fortunate to have, you know, my happy place is here. My bedroom's always going to be here for me. And I'm wondering, if I didn't have this, like for people that can't do that, like what's a good idea for like a safe place? I mean, really all you can do is try to make home as close as possible, right? Or I mean, or find like a secret place in the woods or something. I don't know. What do you think, Austin, about finding a safe place? Because honestly, I was starting to lose my mind a little bit in Charleston and I needed an escape, and this has been great. But you know, not everyone can do that.
Charleston is what we like to refer to as a fishbowl. You know, we're swimming around in this small little area and everyone's watching. And that is not to toot our own horns at all. It just is what it is. And it's that way with, you know, our friends and this and that. And it's like, you know.
Well, I would skip past. I wouldn't say any of that.
Okay.
Well, no. I'm saying to relate to the listeners, though, of like when – just do it in a way that's not about us being like celebrities.
Okay. So talking about, you know, where our happy place is. So I
– Or like, look, you know, because everyone else – like. Everyone else also has to run into like exes and stuff. I just meant don't do like, yeah, just leave the celebrity
fish bowl
part
thing.
Out.
Don't do the fishbowl thing.
Don't do the fishbowl thing. Well, you can do. You can
do the fishbowl thing. Don't do the fishbowl thing.
Well, you can do the small town thing though, is like yeah, where okay. You run all into, right, like, right. But not yet.
Yeah. So I mean, happy place, Craig. I other than you and I kind of building a fort in the woods, which would be fucking rad, by the way. I think that a happy place is like to go out to the beach, right? Like, honestly, for me, it's a lot of fun sometimes to go out to visit, you know, Shep, even at like, you know, IOP, because it's not downtown And if there's like a show at the Windjammer or something, I know it's like not as busy out there as it is downtown. And just eating some good food, like I don't care if it's the places that we've mentioned on here before, which we've mentioned a lot of places, or seeing some music. Like I just moved to the East Side, Craig, and now I'm finding some kind of hidden gems over here that people don't really know about and go to that much, but there's still a lot of fun and cool. Like that to me makes me happy. Like, King Street is obviously very, very busy, and we know that, and we have a lot of fun there. I mean, we really do. And it's really fun for me to like find these new hidden gems, and that makes me very happy.
No, that's great. And honestly, like the small little things of in your house, like I finally have a bathroom I like in Charleston, but like bathrooms can really change the game. And so I'm here at my childhood home and I have my bathroom and I'm like, I love the water pressure here and I love like it's just the small things that I feel
No,
like if I
definitely.
locked in my house, like for quarantine, I'm sure a lot of people figured out, whether or not their house was like their comfortable place. And I'm sure that it has a lot to do with who you're with or if you're by yourself or what. But yeah, I mean, in early on in quarantine, like I went to video games because I didn't want to be alone. But then I had
Yeah,
like,
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we were up. We'd be up drinking, doing whatever after we got off live, and I'll say that I'd never seen Craig really play video games before, and he's never seen me play video games before. But it was quarantine, and it was like, all right, well, let's go back to what we used to do, and we were playing video games, and Craig used to be up sometimes until like, 3 o'clock in the morning, playing Duty.
Yeah, it was.
And like that's just kind of what, quarantine was a weird time.
You
Quarantine was a
met
weird
my
time.
friend Brett from Virginia Beach.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely. I would wear the headset and Craig would play because I sucked. And Craig would play and I'd be
forgot
chatting
about
up
this.
his buddy. I'd be chatting up his buddy Brett, and his buddy was like crushing it. He was just crushing it, just killing everyone. And when I would play, I'd have, zero kills
But
and
it's.
like be killed 20 times. I was like, y'all, I am making our team lose. They hate me. Craig's like, no, man, you're fine. I was like, I am not fine. This is not fine. I suck at this game. I hate it.
It's wild though, because I feel like we're going on Brett's bachelor party in July 31st in Vegas, and I feel like you could come
That's
and it would
funny,
be like you
dude. I
guys
know
already knew
Brett.
each other. Yeah, because you would talk on the headset and like that was the world. That was the world, like
Definitely, definitely. Another thing, or no, sorry. So what you just said is that little things in your home, like buying the house. I finally painted this wall, right? This big 10-foot wall where the previous owner had her TV, and I spackled it and I painted it. Blah, blah, blah. It's an accent wall, Craig. If you saw it, you'd be very proud of me. You'd
yeah,
be
I saw
like,
him on
oh
social
my gosh,
media.
look at you. And so for me to paint this wall and to get my TV hung made me feel at ease. Like finally I feel at ease in my home where I wake up, I walk downstairs, it looks beautiful, and the TV's up there. Of course, I'm gonna have some artwork and some other things happening for the next, feels like forever, but it's very nice to me and very comforting to me to have that done, just like you said about your bathroom, right? It's
Yeah,
like,
I mean, speaking
it
of
makes me
bathroom,
feel good. It makes me feel like I live here,
All right, everybody, we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Hey, pillows and beer listeners. I just want to tell you a personal story of mine about Helix. I was searching for a mattress. I didn't know what to do. I've gone to mattress stores before. Honestly, it's kind of a nightmare because it feels kind of like a used car, sales lot. Well, they'll say things and I'm sure that all the mattresses are great. Yeah, I'm sure that they're all great. But with Helix, the thing that made it amazing for me was I was able to go online and take this 2-minute quiz to help match me to the mattress that fits me, right? It's like, how do you sleep on your back, on your side, on your stomach? Because if you do, you're a freak. But hey, some of you do. And their mattresses, of course, are soft, medium, firm. And they even have mattresses that help to cool you down if you run hot when you sleep. I mean, when I'm sleeping hard, I don't know about y'all, but I run hot. I mean, I wake up, I'm sweating. It's the best sleep of my life. Anyways, So let me just say that after taking the sleep quiz, Helix matched me with the perfect mattress. I do not like firm. That's like, you know, my dad's era, I feel like, but maybe it's not. I like a medium mattress, you know, soft is great. And on all other mattresses, I put on like a pillow topper. But on this, I didn't have to. The perfect mattress for me, Helix, thank you so, so much for hooking me up with the ideal mattress for my hard sleeping habits. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz. You order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You can't overlook that. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Thank God. Just go to helixsleep.com/pillows. That's helixsleep.com/pillows. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but we all know that you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/pillows.
The best gifts create unbelievable experiences for those you love and memories that last a lifetime. So I'm excited to announce Cameo as a continued sponsor of our show.
So basically, Cameo lets you surprise your loved ones with personalized video shout-outs from your favorite stars, from Brian Baumgartner on The Office to Sonya Morgan from Real Housewives, and obviously to your 2 favorite, yours truly, me and Craig.
Austin and I are both on Cameo. You can request us both. We love doing them. We love seeing the reaction videos, the crying, the tears of joy. I mean, one of my favorite parts of being, you know, in the public eye is being able to put a smile on someone's face just by shooting a message to them. And I love making them personalize and really feel like I'm meeting the people.
People use Cameo for all kinds of things. Shout outs, roasts, thank you messages, congratulations, business promotions, which is a huge asset on Cameo. And I've even seen people shooting their shot with Cameo by having a celeb ask their crush out on a date for them or congratulate them after a recent proposal.
Go to cameo.com, request a personalized video, and whichever star you choose will send you back a personalized video so you can wow the ones you love. So don't just buy a gift, make a cameo. Go to cameo.com. That's cameo.com.
All right, Pillows and Beer listeners and our fellow travelers, Away. Away is a modern lifestyle brand that creates thoughtful products for every traveler and every kind of trip. They started with the perfect suitcase crafted with features that make travel more seamless. And now, when travel looks more different than ever before, you can count on Away's range of suitcases, bags, and accessories whenever you take that next trip. I, myself, am a huge fan of Away. I have the extra large, and then I have the biggest carry-on that you can possibly have. And it's perfect. So the carry-on for me is perfect for like those weekend trips, you know, when I'm gone for, you know, 48 hours. And then the large bag is obviously better for those longer trips. They are so perfect to me. They're sleek. You know, they come with like a built-in lock system. If you choose, there's also like a built-in battery. I have never needed another one, right? So if I go on a big vacation, I take, you know, both of them. So I have the carry-on because I have things in there that I want access to, you know, readily on the airplane. And then I also use the large. I've never had a problem. And that's this built-in lock where the TSA can get into it, as it should. And you can lock it, right? You set a code, you lock it. It's just a fantastic company. And before they were a sponsor on our podcast, I have reached out to them before and told them as much. So, Away, you rock.
Let me tell you, Austin, I just used my bag for the first time, and it was amazing. I mean, I don't want to check a bag now, and I used to think it was more convenient to check a bag, but honestly, it's great. I even flew a terrible airline, which I'm sure kicked it, threw it off the ramp, pretty much lit it on fire before putting it under the plane. And it came with this amazing scuff sponge. And I mean, it definitely looked like it got beat up. And I used the sponge on it and it looked brand new.
Honestly, I mean, Craig, I think that you and I both use, you know, these bags, and I truly love them. So Start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/pillowsandbeer. That's Away, A-W-A-Y, travel, travel.com/pillowsandbeer.
Yeah, sorry, I was... Right, we have like a house full of people.
Where are you at?
Delaware.
Well, right, but like at your folks' house or?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, not like I'll always have my like bedroom here, which is nice. You know, like some parents like change their room, I guess, which makes sense. But mine's like always here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually funny that you say that, because when I. When I left to go to college, my sister promptly took my room.
Really?
Yep. She took it and, you know, she changed it completely. And I came back and those pictures are like Justin Bieber in One Direction. I'm like, Mom, how could you let her? She's like, Austin, she's in high school and she lives here. So I couldn't really argue much. Like, I didn't have a leg to stand on.
But you guys have a pretty big house.
What, you know, it's... like a 4-bedroom house, you know, so yeah. Not huge.
No, but I'm saying, like, what was so different than with your room than her?
Yeah, it was just that my room was bigger. You know, that was it, you know. So, you know, Katie was born. I was obviously the older sibling. I'm like, yeah, this is my room. And she had, like, a nursery. Like, that's where she was born and raised, and she had a nursery. And you know, they painted
kept her in these, there because like, she was 12 years old.
I mean, look, yeah, like she was raised in that room, and out of my, yeah, I was raised in a house where, like, you know, we had like a shared bathroom. So yeah, she had a door to the bathroom and I had a door to the bathroom, and yeah, that's what we had. Two sinks, you know, a bath / shower. And yeah, we had a shared bathroom. I don't know what that's called. You know, of course it's something in
his and hers.
No, his and hers. Yeah. Well, his and hers, no, but like when two rooms share in the same bathroom.
No, but that's
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. Well,
Jack and Jill. That's right.
Because Christopher has his bathroom, but the choice was either have the bathroom with the Jack and Jill, but you have to share it with the guest suite, or have your own bathroom. And so I picked the bigger bathroom, but it does have a door to the guest room.
Really interesting. Okay. Yeah. I think that's called the. You know, but it's the guest room, I guess. So it wasn't Christopher's room.
Right.
But
wait, so what was it like sharing a bathroom with a teenage girl? Like, were there products everywhere?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Like, when did you start to use products? Was that a college thing? Or, like, what does this bathroom look like?
Okay. So everyone has to understand, including you, Craig, which I know that, you know, you do know, but it's funny. No. So when I was in high school, you know, my sister was 9. You know, she was young as hell. So, you know, she was not like using products and this and that, but it was a nightmare. Katie, I'm sorry, but you were a nightmare. Like when we would wake up in the morning and like they would get her up to go to, you know, kindergarten or first grade or second grade, she would cry every morning, you know, every morning. And I'd be like in bed still like, Katie, shut up. And it was just like, it was
why was
just,
he crying?
She didn't want to go to school? I don't know. And like at the end, like, you know her, Craig. Like, she is not like a prissy girl. Like, you know, she's right. Kind of like a I don't take any shit kind of girl. But she was just a nightmare, man. And she would just cry and pitch a fit. And I was like, dude, Katie, if you're crying now in first grade, I got news for you. It's another, like, you know, 14 years of this shit, you know, through like, you know, college. What are you doing? What are you talking about? I cannot believe that you're crying. Yeah, but she would just cry.
How many? What grade were you in?
When
she was in first.
Yeah, when she was in first, I was in 10th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when we get older, like, age difference doesn't seem that much. Because, like, I feel like once you're in college, then we're all the same age. And so, like, when I hang out with Katie, I don't see her as being 10 years younger than me.
Right. And it's funny because you're obviously a friend that I met later in life. And my friends from high school are like, oh my God, Katie's this girl that we met so long ago, and she was such a child, and now she's like a grown human who makes, you know, decisions for herself, et cetera, et cetera. And I will always view her as my baby sister, but she has made many leaps and bounds. And yeah, it's funny that you know her as being who she is now, but yeah, she is a young gun to me. She is the baby.
See, my bathrooms don't, I mean, I have a decent amount of stuff, I mean, for a boy, but I don't think I'm that crazy because I'm pretty consistent with, like, I don't have a lot of variation to my product. So like I use the same hair product every day, no matter the.
I have four different ones.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily use them all, but sometimes when I go to get a haircut or something, I ask the barber and he gives me his recommendation, and then I'm like, all right, sure, yeah, let's buy it. So now I've accumulated like six different products that I sometimes use. But
I keep them in like a drawer, and they've never gotten used because I'm a very, like, if it works, don't change it. Like my cologne I've had since college, because as soon as I started to get like compliments on my cologne, then I kept it.
Yeah, I get it. Like, as I've moved into my house, I've realized a lot of things that I've lost in the move or kind of left behind. And so it's like a daily thing on Amazon where I'm like, okay, I need a hairbrush. I'm like, which hairbrush
do wet I brush. Use?
Yeah, wet brush, Craig. That's exactly what I did. Oh, boom. I bought two, you know, wet brushes recently. Today, I also had to buy like a broom and other things like that. But interesting that you just said wet brush, because that's what I use.
Yeah, wet brushes are great. And I think one difference between us, though, is, and I mean, this could go either way. So it's not versus, like, it's not for that. But like, I don't use a hair dryer. And I think that saves a lot of space on my counter. I think hair dryers.
Okay. You don't use a hair dryer, which is interesting because you naturally have volume to your hair, I guess, which I like, if I didn't use a hair dryer, I wouldn't have any volume. But sometimes I use a hair dryer and I'm like, oh my God, tone it down. I'm like pushing it down when I'm done using it. And it's interesting that you
don't. Do you leave it on your counter, like your bathroom counter? Or do you put it away?
I do.
Yeah. And the plugs, like, cords in the bathroom are what bother me, because every fucking time that's what wipes everything off my counter. And like, I hear glass, because I do have like a skincare routine that was given to me by a girl that I grew up with, Katie Cummings. And she does a mixture between like SkinCeuticals and something else, but that's the shit that gets knocked over when I have like my razor plugged in. So I have two trimmers. Because I have one that I use to trim like my beard, like the hair that I have on my face, that I shorten it with one trimmer.
What's and this then, next thing gonna say?
It's the one.
What do you use your other trimmer for, Craig?
Oh no, it's for my neck though. It's like one of those one blades. Because my hairline
Me too.
My hairline grows low, and you know how like things throughout your life stick with you. My best friend in college, one of my girl best friends, was named Khaki. And one time I showed up to like a party and she's like, why do you have hair on your neck? Like where your Adam apple was supposed to be. And like, I didn't realize that like it was a thing that people cared about, but like
Craig had a neard. You had a neard, dude. You had a neck beard.
Well, but it grows, like my facial hair will grow really low. And so now I always, like, you know, since that day, I've always like remembered to like trim my fucking neck. And, but those cords are the ones that hit the fucking glass bottles of my skincare routine. And so I don't have a cluttered bathroom, but I am guilty of sometimes calling like my cleaning ladies to come just because I know they're going to organize all my countertops for me.
Definitely. If I see things that are cluttered everywhere, I'm like, it makes me feel so much better after they come and I walk inside and everything is, I mean, I've been here for 2.5 weeks now, Craig, and I've had my house cleaned twice.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Maybe that's just because like I moved in just recently, but my bathroom is not that cluttered. But I'm getting it kind of set up to where I like am excited to take a shower, right? So I just got this bench in there. It's like a 30-inch bench, like a teak bench.
Dude, you should have bought mine. I bought a fucking bench and had it overnighted.
What?
And it's just sitting in my garage because I decided I didn't want it.
It cost me like $250.
I have that bench in my garage, and I was like, who the hell would ever buy someone else's shower bench, even though it's
exactly because when I went on Amazon, dude, it was like, hey, you know, buy like a gently used bench. I was like, why do I want to sit where someone else's balls and ass have been? Like, what? I don't want to buy this used bench from Tom, you know, from Jane Doe. And no, absolutely not. But it's funny. Wait, so you're telling me that you've never used your bench?
No, because we decided, like, they tiled my shower and I didn't want them to drill through my tile to put this bench in. And my shower ended up not being like as long as I thought it was going to be. So I just have this extra teak bench.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm going to start asking you for things because,
yeah, I mean,
yeah. I was looking at it too for literally for 48 hours and I was like, which size bench do I want? And then I was looking up other companies and I was like, are these benches actually this much money kind of everywhere? And I went to Overstock and Wayfair and here and there. And yeah, you know, they're generally all around like the 200 to 250 mark if you want the size that I was looking at. And yeah, I was like, I woke up on Saturday morning. I was like, fuck it, Austin, just, you know, and I was like, boom, bought, which is so funny because sometimes I like make a big deal about these purchases where if you think back on it, you're like, a $200 bench is not a big deal, dude. Like, you're going to use this bench all the time. But like,
yeah, that's I thought I was going to be a big bench guy. And then like, and so Anna Hayward was like, if you want, and I got so mad at Anna Hayward for this because I think we were at Winter House when my bathroom was being done. And I was like, she's like, if you want a bench, you need to get it here tomorrow because they're tiling the shower. And so I paid like an embarrassing amount extra to have it like overnighted.
You didn't end up using it.
Shower, like, I mean, bathrooms are like feeling comfortable walking in your bathroom. But yes, I do have a teak bench. Anyone listening right now, message me for my teak bench. That's still in the box.
Do you want us, Craig, tell them that it's used and someone will buy it.
My shower water.
Craig has sat on it 1.5 times, everybody, and you can DM him about buying his 1.5 time used chic.
I built a porn star-ish shower, which I was happy about.
That's why I got the bench. Let's be honest, dude. We don't shave our legs, Craig. We don't sit down to shave our legs. Although sometimes, because I have the bench now, I'll take a little sit. You know, I'll take a little rest. But let's be honest.
Can you angle it? Does the water hit you? Like, can you like position your shower head up? Like, what kind of shower head are we working with?
The shower head that I have is dog shit. Let's just be honest. I moved in with this. One of the main things that I want to do to my house is install a rain shower. Sorry, I'm burping. A rain shower. But the cool thing, Craig, is that my entire house, thank God, is built for a tall person. So my ceilings are tall. Even the shower head is like 7 feet up, which is awesome. So I angle it as high as I can, and it the description that I'm gonna use is
right below
like
your belly.
Yeah. It's like a droopy pee. I install it high and it's like so it does not quite reach my bench. But it gets the job done, but I definitely, that's on my list of things to
do. I recently,
because it's like in your house, sorry to interrupt, but like in your house, it's very important that you're like excited to get in the shower, right? Which is why like I bought all these things. It's like you want to shower, you want to be excited to like, okay, let's jump in there. Because sometimes for me it's a chore. I'm like, do I have to go shower right now? It's just gonna waste, you know, 20 minutes of my day.
When I was looking, it was funny because when Natalie was looking for her apartment and we went in, I was the weirdo that went in the bathroom and turned the shower on. I was like, how's the water pressure?
That's great. Like, that's cool. No, I mean, I didn't do that. Like, maybe I did. Maybe my realtor did. Christos, you better have fucking done that, dude. Okay.
That and like, and then she used to tell me that it took my shower a long time to get hot. And I was like, no, it does not. It takes like, I think I'm on like 30 seconds to a minute to get hot, which to me wasn't long, but I think maybe to other people is long. But I am on
Okay. Also, Craig, she is a girl and girls are psychopaths about their hot water. They're trying to burn our skin off and I'm just trying to shower with some warm water. And they're like, no, 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 it has to be like, you know, boiling temperature enough to, you know, be torture. And yeah, that's like, not fun
for like me. We don't use soap. We burn the bacteria off.
That's right. And shame on all of you.
It's not a stereotype. It is something that happens because I personally really like showering.
It's consistent across the board.
I like showering with people. I know a lot of people don't because they're like, it's inefficient. I get that.
Agreed. But like, I don't like it either.
See, I like
it. I don't.
I mean, if I'm in like, yeah, like I want to say like, I don't, but I really do. Like I think it's fun and I don't mind being out of the water. And I'm not even saying like hooking up, like take the hookup out of it. Like I still like genuinely just like showering with someone, I guess. But when I do that, like it's not made up. Like the water temperature is way too high for me.
It's scalding hot.
Like I actually stay out of it because I'm like, I actually can't even like act like I'm tough enough for this water for like right.
yeah
so I'm like actually you like hey I'm good just watching you you're fine like you yeah, look yeah. great and I'll just talk to you while you're in the shower and they're like so are you just gonna talk to me and I was like yeah it's fine and really it's just because the water's too hot for
sure,
me
sure I sit outside it hey my name's Craig Conover and I am not too tough for hot water I am not tougher than hot water because it's true. Like I'll sit outside. Okay. This is it in a nutshell.
You sit outside of the shower instead of in the shower?
No. Of course. Just like, you know, to the side. So it's not hitting me with that, you know, with that boiling pot water. So in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, men and women have different water temperatures. And I feel like a shower should almost have like a button one and button two so that, hey, it's my turn to get under the water and it goes to a beautiful temperature that all men can probably agree on, and then button two or vice versa is the scalding hot temperature that you women you monsters use
right, so
on your skin.
So you're all right. So like I've always wanted two shower heads because, like I said, I like showering with people or not people like we're all with, but. Austin and Craig shower together. Episode 74. Actually, we've done that. Austin, we did that in Mexico. We were both in bathing suits, but we remember that huge shower that was in my room before Jerry's wedding. I think we both got in the shower because there was like five different shower heads, but we had our bathing suits on.
The shower was actually, so the whole bathroom, people, the whole bathroom was one giant, you know, tile that led to a drain. So when you were brushing your teeth, you could like spit on the floor if you wanted to, which I don't think that, you know, we did. But yes, there were like four different shower heads in that bathroom. Wow, I forgot that. And we
probably made many
jokes about it.
But so I've always, so if you were to do it, I put thought into this now. Instead of having a shower head at both ends of the shower, I actually, if I could make my dream shower, would have two shower heads on the same wall. So that you could shower next to each other, but then a rain shower head in the middle. Instead of like facing.
Say it again.
Okay. So like you have like your shower and you could have a shower head on both ends of the shower so that you would be facing each other, I guess, while you showered.
Okay.
But it's inefficient. I think having two shower heads next to each other so you could actually shower next to each other and feel like you were in your own shower if you wanted to makes more sense with just maybe like a rain shower in the middle in case you wanted to like make out under that.
What?
Like when we shower next to each other, it was because the shower heads were next to each other on the wall. Like we weren't facing each other. No. Like that would have been weird. But somehow
I
like
was still watching you. Just so you know, I was watching.
All right, Austin, that's a good place to take a break real quick, as our great buddy Andy Cohen would say. And we'll listen to you right after this. Austin, there's this app called Noom. I recently just found out about it from my parents. My dad's lost 25 pounds since downloading it. My mom's lost like 10 or 15 pounds. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it other than my parents, it's changed their lives. It is basically like health class that we had in high school, except for people that never learned about it. And it just explains things in a very new way that's not about dieting. And so it just holds you accountable for whatever you did that day, but not in a bad way. It basically explains to you, if you made different choices, what would have happened, or alternatives. You log your exercise. And for me, that structure really helps. And so when I started working out again 2 weeks ago, I actually downloaded Noom. I didn't tell you. And I started my process with it. And you weigh yourself if you want. You log your exercise. You log what you eat. And it just explains to you what's happening to your body. It explains to you what you're doing during the day, how it affects your body without judgment.
So I remember you telling me about this, because I remember you telling me that this has changed your parents' life. And then I began to research it and figured out that it's a psychology-based approach, and rather than being just like a run-of-the-mill, you know, strict kind of guidelines, that Noom empowers you with knowledge to be more intelligent about, you know, maintaining, you know, habits and behaviors. So when you told me that your parents were really into using this Noom, it was so interesting to me, because your parents have been so healthy and in my opinion, cognitive of you know, what they eat and what they do, because they've been athletes their whole life. And to research more about what Noom is kind of incredible.
Both of my parents have had personal journeys with their weight and their athleticism coming from playing sports their whole lives, and now just growing older. And I didn't realize that, you know, they had these exercise goals and these physical goals that they didn't really know how to articulate. And I guess finding this app has really helped them, because they have me and my brother yelling at them, being like, well, this is how you get there. This is what you do. You need to start running. You need to start lifting. And it wasn't about that. And that's what this app helped them with. This is what Noom did. And I really think that everyone should look into it. Like I said, I just started working out again. And even if you're not working out yet, that's what's great about Noom, is you don't have to be working out yet. It'll just start to teach you about health and nutrition. And honestly, there's nothing wrong about learning about health and nutrition.
So sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at Noom, Noom.com/pillows and beer. That's Noom.com/pillows and beer.
All right, pillow and beer listeners, when you push your body hard or just feel run down, it's extremely important to stay hydrated. Making hydration a priority helps us feel healthier on a day-to-day basis. For me, that I'm just getting back into working out, this has been a huge struggle to stay on top of staying hydrated. Of course, I still drink too at night a lot of times, a little more than I should, but Liquid IV has been a game changer. It's saved my lives. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water. And so now in the morning, it's something I do before my run and after and throughout the day. And I feel like a new person.
Yeah. And let's be honest, Craig, after a night out, which happens from time to time for us, it's a great hangover remedy. It honestly just gives you all of the nutrients that you need to just stay hydrated. I also try to make working out a part of my daily routine, and hydration is key in the gym. So while I'm in the gym, I'll put one of these packets in my water bottle and drink it throughout my entire workout. It's wonderful.
With great tasting flavors like lemon lime, acai berry, passion fruit, guava, watermelon, apple pie, and strawberry, it's hard not to use this product. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana, which honestly helps me from cramping up and will help you too. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. I'm honestly shocked every time I get a sports drink from the gas station and read how much sugar is in them.
I mean, I've personally cut out sports drinks, because when you look at how much sugar is in each one of these drinks, Craig, it's pretty astounding. So to use something like this that does everything that those other drinks have done for me in the past is a lifesaver.
Liquid IV is also very similar to Austin and I, and Elise has the same goals as us, and they're on a mission to change the world.
company is donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 10 million servings globally so far.
So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com and use code pillows and beer at checkout. That's 25% off anything that you order when you get better hydration today using promo code pillows and beer at liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. We love all of you. We're obsessed that you're here, and let's get right back into it.
Yeah, no, that was fun. I like this bathroom talk. I did do
a definitely fun. We're going to catch some shit from, like, you know, some Californians who are like, we have a water drought. And we're like, look, guys, we're just riffing here about our,
California,
like, ideal bathroom. You were just riffing. I don't have more than one shower head, but now, Craig.
No, I don't either.
I think you're onto something. Because I love showering with people. Let me just say it. I don't necessarily love shower sex.
I don't have that same opinion. People say that a lot. And most people you talk to say, like, I don't like it. Look, I'm not saying that every time we have sex, I'm going to be like, oh, let's get in the shower. But, like, yeah, I like it. Being naked with someone. I think, like, the shower, like, definitely. The water element is great. Like,
especially if they have soft skin.
I like being in the hot tub. I like being in the ocean. I like being in the pool. And I know that's an unpopular opinion with a lot of people, but I think
shower sex or to be naked with someone?
Not necessarily. Like, I don't like having sex in a body of water, but, like, I like hooking up in that body of water. Like, I think being naked
your body, like, against that person.
Yes. Like, and
yeah, that's
and, like,
amazing.
And there's something about, like, you can't see underneath the water. Like, it's print. Like, it's, I think it's like, yeah, I like being in bodies of water.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But like, you can get out of, like, the water, like, you can step to the side or, like, use your bench, I guess. But I also, like, really just love being in the shower. Like, that's my favorite part of, like, the morning is, like, I have to get in the shower. And so, like, that's my, like, safe place. Like, I turn on music and, like, all the worries of the world go away when I'm in the shower. So
yeah, I definitely have an Alexa in my shower. I need to fix my water pressure in my head because yes, I want to be like, shower time. And even if it's just me, and then I'm like, Alexa, oh, she's about to turn on, play Tokyo Drifting.
Now, okay, this is funny, Austin. You know how hyper aware I am and sensitive.
Yeah.
Do you, like, give someone? So, like, if you've just started to see, well, even if I've been seeing him for a long time or dating him, I'll never get comfortable on the bat. Like, I'll just say, I give someone, like, a lot of space. Like, say someone goes in my
shower
and, like, I'll actually make, like, in it, like, I'll make it obvious that I went downstairs or went in another room or, like, wasn't sitting, like, right outside the door. Like, not saying that they're doing anything, but I'm just like, I feel like I'm very, like, I try to make people feel as comfortable as possible. Like, now, like, with the shower thing is just, like, if I'm, like, I want you to come in here with me. But, like, if the girl went into the bathroom to shower and stuff, like, I'm going to give her space and, like, probably, like, leave the room and just be, like, you have all the time you want. Like,
sure. So rather than being, like, yeah, I'm going to show up in there naked, baby.
Well,
you're showering.
Talking about sharing a bathroom. Like, I don't want our bathroom time of, like, brush it. Like, I just mean, like, sometime, like, if you, like when we were in Kiowa at your house, like when we got off the beach, like, I went in the shower. Like, I think sharing a shower is, like, fun. But, and, like, I also believe in, like, letting people have their, like, time in the bathroom or space or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I'm not saying that I'm going to interrupt your shower time and stuff.
Well, that has to happen. I mean, it just absolutely must happen. I don't care if you've been married for however many years. Like, I hope that we're showering together after 20 years and you know, having all the fun with said benches that Craig and I are talking about. But, like, after 20 years or just after any amount of time, like, yes, everyone needs... Yeah, because sometimes it's like, hey, I'm taking a shower and doing other things.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying I want to be I don't want to shower with you every day. I'm saying like, I like taking a shower with someone, but I also would be like, all right, you're in the bedroom. This is my like 20 minutes in this room. I can do whatever I want and no one.
Great. Yes. Yes.
That's very,
I need to reset and recharge too, by the way.
Here's the thing. Fans in hotel rooms. One of my biggest pet peeves is that a lot of hotels, especially like little boutique ones where the room's already not that big, instead it's just like fancy, don't have a fan in the bathroom. And that's more for like noise cancellation and like respect. So like for the person in there, because like if I was in a hotel room with a girl that I just started hanging out with, or even if I didn't, like I will purposely in the morning just make an excuse to leave the room. And I'll just be like if it doesn't have a fan, well, I guess you'd have to turn the shower on or something, but maybe I'm overthinking this, but like I'll go downstairs and be like, hey, I'm going to check out like what they have for like breakfast or whatever. And like try to give someone their space in the room for a little while. I'll find a lobby bathroom too. Like I'll go use like the lobby bathroom instead of like using the bathroom in our room.
I always find it funny because the girls turn on water more than anyone that I've ever met.
Like even to pee.
They turn on the sink to drown out or to ease them into peeing, right? They're like, okay, running water. Is he listening to me?
Yeah, but if you have the fan, you don't have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or have you still, never had- even if there is a fan, the running water. I feel like I hear the running water a lot and it makes me laugh.
I personally, like, I'll go find, like, a bathroom, like, a communal bathroom downstairs, which
I think that we've talked about that before, by the way. I think that we definitely have talked about
it. Well, it was someone's question once, but now that we're talking about bathrooms.
Like, do you have questions right now? That'd be great. Let's.
No. Yeah, we'll get some. But I was that's something that from Winter House, I remember texting Anna Hayward and be like, make sure they install new fans in all the bathrooms. Like, I just feel like it makes people feel more comfortable. You have fans in your bathrooms in your new house?
Yes. Yes, I do. But I just found out that I don't have a ceiling. Well, I didn't just find out, but I've known. I don't have a ceiling fan in my living room. And that is strange to me. I don't know about you, but I need a ceiling fan in a place that I'm sitting and watching TV or whatever.
Yeah. Napping.
Yes, and napping, and that ceiling fan just provides a constant airflow when I don't necessarily want to juice up my AC. It's just huge. It's just huge, and I don't have it, and it's like driving me crazy, Craig. I'm gonna be honest. But I do have fans in all the bathrooms. I don't have a ceiling fan in my guest rooms. And I had my first guest stay this past weekend in the guest room, and I was like, so what'd you think? And I walked in there in the morning and I was like, oh, it's so quiet. It's just so quiet in here. I'm like, you need a ceiling fan. I get it. A ceiling fan is. All right, everyone. We're taking a quick break and we'll be right back with more pillows and beer.
Guys, I will tell you, and Austin knows this, that it takes me a long time to post. And for a while, you know, promoting my business, Sewing Down South, or even promoting myself as kind of an influencer, I guess, and, you know, a reality TV personality really hindered because I couldn't make decisions on social media and I just didn't feel like the quality was worth posting. Even though I had some graphic design experience as a kid. I was kind of, a self-proclaimed nerd. I loved, you know, other programs out there for editing photos. But guys, when I found Canva Pro, all of that changed. My designs now with the content I already had, or like basically I was able to take the content from my phone and the pictures that I had and turn it into professional looking content. It's next level. And now I'm excited to post instead of stressing about posting.
All right, Craig. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Sometimes it's like a daunting task to post when you don't feel up to par with your skills. So Canva Pro is the easy to use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. whether you're a professional designer or just getting started. Canva Pro can help boost you and your team's productivity and creativity. It's a quick, easy, and affordable way to design whatever you need. No matter what you're creating and or sharing, Canva Pro has everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, and graphics. Plus, Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. You get all this and more in just one Canva Pro subscription.
Austin, one of my favorite features of Canva is the magic resize. It transforms my designs and photos into any size that I need instantly. And so when Amanda and Jerry at Sewing Down South are all over me about posting for a new product that we have to launch, half the time the pictures don't fit into Instagram or other apps because they're not sized right. And I use Canva for that. Also, the background remover is amazing. We just recently used that for some presentations we're making to take away the background, but to still keep the pictures of me and Austin. Honestly, I haven't used the animation feature, but animating me and Austin might be really fun. So whether it's the premium fonts or the unlimited folders and storage, Canva Pro is not only for me and Austin, but it's for you too.
Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/pillowsandbeer. That's Canva, C-A-N-V-A, .me/pillowsandbeer to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/pillowsandbeer.
From Ritual, the multivitamin company you know and trust. Listen, protein powders can feel intimidating. No pain, no gain, BS. And their formula is opaque, not just because they're a powder. But the truth is, deep down, as in cellular level deep, we all need protein, and it's about more than just muscles. So Ritual's team of scientists, hello Harvard, reimagined protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it's needed. The result is a delicious plant-based protein, important, offered in three premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrition needs, all made with the same high standards approach and commitment to traceability that Ritual is known for. Whether you're doing reps or more into dog walks, introducing essential protein here to shake things up. Honestly, it was really easy to choose Ritual, but even easier to stay with them. It was a great foundation of my health. It tastes great. The subscription service for me is what made everything easier because I always tell myself I'm going to go to the store the next day and I never do. And it's great. I take it to the gym with me. I add water, I shake, and I sip.
Ritual definitely supports daily health. For tomorrow as much as today, it's made with nutrients to support bones, brains, and muscles and help maintain muscle mass as you age. So we've told you how great that Ritual is for your body and for your needs, but it's also delicious. It's handcrafted vanilla flavor made from a direct from farmer vanilla bean extract, sustainably harvested in Madagascar. In terms of standards, their peas are sustainably grown and regeneratively farmed right here in the US, which is, this next part is so important, guys. There's no added sugar or sugar alcohols. And like all Ritual products, essential protein is soy-free, gluten-free, and formulated with non-GMO ingredients.
Why not shake up your Ritual? To make trying something new less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. That's the entire 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/pillowsandbeer to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/pillowsandbeer for 10% off for the next 3 months.
Imperative. Austin,
how do you feel about me going live right now and asking people to ask us questions that
do it.
We'll talk
do
about
it.
On the podcast?
Do it.
I feel like that's the quickest way. This is also, I feel like we're finding our groove again. We were off. Like, we're so much off, guys. I know everyone listening, but like, I was like, are we losing our mojo? But it was just, I mean, you go through like ups and downs, and it was just needed a refresher. Are you putting it on your Instagram? All right, guys, I am live with Austin.
Are you live? This is great.
We're recording our podcast right now. And we've had a great episode. I'm up here in Delaware and Austin's at his new house in Charleston. And our producer, Nick, had to jump off and we're like, hey, let's do a question segment. I think Austin and I have hit our flow again. I've got my cup of wine, so is he. And Gabby's on. Hey, Gabby. Hey, to Gabby, Austin.
What?
Gabby's on. I was saying,
hey, Gabby.
All right, guys. So if you ask us questions in, I'll be at the River Dogs game on Saturday.
Craig, don't get distracted.
Sorry. All right. Ask us questions in the comments and we're going to answer them on the podcast.
Yes. Craig is going to pick and choose. So
yeah. We're talk to him.
Hold on. I'm going to get a White Claw. Okay. Let those questions accumulate.
All right. So we're going to, what do you mean accumulate? There's no way to track them. Oh, yeah. Type your questions into the question area on here. I'll answer some right now, just with you guys in the chat. But if you want to ask us questions, type them in the question thing, submit them, and then we'll read. We'll read them all. Actually, we can do some right now, Austin, and then we can just have Nick edit it. But someone said, "What's your favorite cheese?" That's a good question.
Okay, we're starting light and fun and easy. Mine's brie. Done.
Really? That's my least favorite, I think.
It's my favorite. Soft, spreadable.
Oh, actually, Camembert is a type of brie, I think. Camembert is my favorite cheese. I will be at the store this Saturday from 1 till whenever. But like I said, I told him, cool. Questions are filling up, Austin.
Good.
Okay.
That you can filter it to the question thing where they literally –
No, that's what I'm doing. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, it's going up. So I'm thinking, all right, cool. When are you all coming to Chicago to test ice shots at Federal Rallies? Actually,
funny Austin, you should ask.
Well, it's time to tell everyone. So Austin and I are coming to Chicago on Tuesday, and we are going to Minnesota on Friday. And so a lot of people thought that maybe I was talking shit about Luke this week at dinner. I would never be talking about.
I know that was so funny.
What I'm saying is that Austin and I are going to Minnesota to spend 4th of July with Luke, and we are.
And so we were celebrating the fact that he didn't have to be in the Hamptons until the week after the 4th so that we could come and visit.
All right. So, yeah, Austin and I are coming to Chicago next week.
Yes, on Tuesday. I cannot wait. Craig, correct or incorrect? You've never been in Chicago.
I've been in Chicago once for work, and it was a 48-hour trip. I got to go to Bubsy's Pub. Like, is that the one with the big pig? Like Bubsy's?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. I mean, Chicago is huge, so I'm sure I haven't heard of a lot of places. But we're going to go to a Cubs game, and to Wrigleyville, and to Sluggers to go see.
We're going
Bees.
To Sluggers. We're going to a Cubs game. We're going to Federales because Austin's got me pumped on Federales for the last 2 years.
We're going to go to a place called, I think it's North Star.
Did I break my nose? That's funny. In college, I got hit one time with a bottle. And yes, I probably messed my nose up.
Rude. Okay. Add questions.
Okay. Questions are still filling up. Any questions on here, add to the question section. Me and Austin are going to take them on this podcast. What's your website? SwingOnSalt.com. Austin's beer is everywhere in Charleston now. It's amazing. Chicago plan. I don't know where we're staying yet, where our Airbnb is, but we're doing.
Lauren sent me a few options. I meant to send them to you. I think we're going to try to stay in River North.
Why?
I think we're going to try to
figure out how to, what is this sorcery? All right,
just
here's.
Angle it downwards, you there. Psycho.
All right, I'm just pointing it at you. Here's Austin. Austin, say hi to everyone.
Hey, everyone. I cannot see any of you, but we are going to stay in River North, Craig. I've made the decision. Kristen told us to go to Old Town. Kristen, love you, but no thanks. We're going to go to River North.
Oh, okay. Sam, she says, I live in River North, baby. Is that where we should stay? Oh, someone said Lincoln Park. That could be fun, too. I don't know what any of this
Craig,
is.
Everyone's going to tell us to stay in a lot of places. But
okay, tell them the rundown. We're going to Wrigleyville, Cubs game, Federales, Bubsy's. What's it called?
I don't know what Bubsy's is.
No, the one where Biebs is boyfriend.
Biebs's boyfriend? What? Oh, Biegs's. Sluggers.
Sluggers.
Wrigleyville. Right. Do they have a batting cage in there? And why not? We're just going to like go straight back to college and just hitting batting cages in Wrigleyville. And then Craig, and there are just so many places to bar hop. We're going to get so lost, which is our specialty. And if you piss me off, then I'll leave you again, just like in New Orleans. And
no.
You
better believe. Okay, everyone. That's where we're. Yeah, Austin thinks leaving me in places is the best way to teach me a lesson.
Oh, really, Craig? Because you haven't left me in three cities? You haven't left me in three cities? Are you serious? Wow, pot calling the kettle black on that one.
Yeah, but it was like once we made it home, kind of.
No. You have left me.
All right, so cool. So everyone, yeah, we haven't told anyone yet, but Chicago, Tuesday to Friday, and then Minnesota.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Is that the town? Did he answer us?
Yeah.
Duluth's where we're flying into. We're flying into Duluth, which all I know is the commercial that says Duluth Trading Platform.
Oh, my God. Is that where that's from?
I don't know, but that's the only time I've ever heard that word.
Those are those commercials, you know, with the bear that tries to swipe off his leg and then the bear's arm falls off because the pants are so tough.
Yeah, this is fun. So we'll fly into Minnesota. We're going to go stay with Lukey and...
Well, is that a thing?
I'm going to call him Loki. I just watched Loki.
I did too.
Luke. So we're going to go stay with Luke, and we can't tell you anything else. But
Loki it's and Croggy.
And we're doing his pirate party in Minnesota. So
you just said we can't tell them anything else, and then you keep on going.
Because I can't tell them what we're doing after Minnesota.
Oh.
But
okay.
We'll let
them. Okay. What are the questions? Go.
Okay, guys. We love you lots.
Oh, yeah. Dude, just log off that because you probably have a shit ton of questions now.
But I have to screenshot all the questions or we're not going to get them.
Questions.
Okay, guys.
It's a question.
Okay, we're actually going to do a pretty extensive question answering right now. Austin, what are you drinking? Tell everyone.
I'm drinking Trop Hop because I only drink that. No, I'm drinking a blackberry seltzer. I'm not gonna even.
Are you
say
what? That's a conversation we haven't had on here yet. I am not, and the fact that I now have to specially request that people go in a shop for the late night get regular beer instead of just and I don't tell you regular beer. They'll show up with all seltzers now, which is wild. Like, good for whoever came up with all that. But
I fuck with seltzers.
What?
That's
what
it.
Fuck. Just happened. Did my mom turn the fucking candles off? No. Oh, my app just crashed.
What app?
Instagram.
Mom! God! Mom, the meatloaf! I don't even know what she's doing.
What? What just happened?
I don't know. You tell me.
All right, well, I got a bunch of questions. I was in the middle of screenshotting. We just didn't get our comments. We were pretty high. We were at 1,500 that whole time. Okay. So, questions. How often do we see each other, Austin?
Okay. Funny thing is that Craig and I see each other every other day without fail, except for the past like 2.5 weeks. I've seen Craig once. It's wild, right? True or false?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are every other day. I mean, we're 4 days out of a week at least.
Yeah.
Sometimes more, but never fewer.
And this past 2 or so weeks, we have not been in the same place. We just haven't seen each other.
Started when you went to the golf tournament, and then we crisscrossed, because then I left when you got back. Yeah.
And then I was like, it's fine. I'll see you when you get back. And then we really didn't, and we were doing other things, and then Kristen and Justin came into town and we were like, we're meeting up, obviously, to all go to dinner together. And then Craig just went back to Delaware. So normally, yes, four times a week is like when we see each other, in person and yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is Austin working on a non-IPA beer?
No. Sorry. A non-IPA beer. In my head, immediately, I just heard, the word alcohol, like an NA beer. The answer to that is no. The moment, would love to in the future. I am working on a few things. Expansion is my number one task
of your existing beer.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Of Trop Hop. Expansion is my number one task, and some awesome things are. Let's just say that I just signed a contract today with Greenville and Spartanburg and Columbia, which I'm sorry for you non-South Carolina residents, but that's a big deal for me to ensure that it's throughout the entire state. Then I am working on going to another manufacturer, Will, where I can move my beer all over the place. And then I can say, hey guys, let's make an apricot wheat beer. You heard it here first. That's my next beer, an apricot wheat beer. And I'm gonna let Cam name it, because she said, if you make a wheat beer, blah, 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 you know, that I'll drink it. And I said that she could name it. So my apricot wheat beer will be up to Cam to name. But if she doesn't, then I have a name waiting in the wings. Remember? Didn't I tell her that, Craig?
Say the last part, you cut out.
Yeah. I said.
You cut out there. Say it again.
Yeah. I said, if Cam does not name my beer, then I have another beer name waiting in the wings, which I almost named my brewery. I decided not to, because it might have had like a negative sort of connotation with it, right? It's like when you hear like a certain word, it might be like, oh, well, what do I want to drink? You know, Sadness Brewing Company, which is not what I'm saying. But of course, if you hear the word sadness, you're like, well, I don't want to drink that. I want to be happy. So, but the beer name, in my opinion, was really, really cool. And it kind of embodied the whole process of opening a brewing company in the first place. So,
that was good.
Do you want me to say the name of it? Just say the name of it?
Unless you want to save it for proprietary reasons.
No, I don't. So I initially, Craig, wanted to name my brewery Trepidation Brewing Company because of all the, like, you know, stuff that comes along with trying to open up your own business in general. And I thought that trepidation was this great kind of name and this and that. And then it kind of got nixed because it was like, well, I don't know if that's the best thing that people want to hear when they're drinking your beer. But I think it could be the name of a beer in general. And trepidation wheat beer.
What's our favorite place to go to lunch in Charleston on the cheap side, like affordable?
I mean, what's affordable? Like, I think that Leon's is affordable, but maybe that's not what they're looking for. Okay. Lunch too, Craig. We have to find a spot that's open by noon.
I mean, I love Co. It's a noodle place.
Yeah, that's Craig's spot. That's Craig's spot. And I went there on, when did I go there, Craig? And I texted Craig and I was like, I'm at Co. And Craig's response was, fuck you.
Are you going to try and represent Erica Jane? That's funny. No, I'm on the other side of the country. If you could have one cast member return, who would it be and why? I don't think there's going to be a shock there, but Austin might shock people. I don't know.
Nope. Well, hey, Cam is your day one homie, and you know, Chelsea and I came on at the same time, and I love and miss her, but I think that both of them coming back would be rad.
Do you ever wish you were still in a law career? Well, I own a law firm now. This one's about Austin. It says, I live in East Tennessee in Baltimore. Austin's here over Memorial Day. Absolutely loved it. Needs to get in Tennessee or Asheville.
Thank you.
Okay, questions. When is Trop Hop hitting stores in North Carolina? And then I'll get the juicy stuff.
First off, everybody, thank you so much for those of you that are listening. I get so many questions, and Craig says so too. Whether he's just being nice to me or he's being honest when he says that people come into his shop and they ask where my beer is, and they ask me so many times. And my goal is to get somewhere where I'm financially ready and able, and the infrastructure too. It's not just finances, people. Like, it is, can I produce enough beer continuously to supply all these different areas that I would love to bring it to? And that's a big thing, because I've had trouble supplying it to Charleston even, and that's one territory. So making sure that I can supply all of these other areas and territories continuously is a huge thing.
I'm gonna put you on a timer. When is it going to North Carolina?
Sorry.
Your best guess.
It was supposed to be last month, but it will be by the end of August.
Well, yeah, no one would have guessed that from your fucking answer. I thought you were going to say like a year or two. That's great.
No, the end of August.
Okay, what's your favorite Fish song?
Ooh, NICU. Done. Next question.
Brunch drink of choice when on the struggle bus. For me, it's going to be a double mimosa and a pint glass.
Wait, what did you say? Your favorite brunch drink?
Yeah, like if you're on the struggle bus, the only thing that I'm not that I can only drink, but I actually get excited to have is.
So, AKA, what's your favorite brunch drink? Because that's when we're on the struggle bus.
Yes. What's yours? Austin's refilling.
Mine is a salty dog. I don't know if he moved on or not, but mine is a salty dog. A salty dog is a greyhound, which is vodka and grapefruit with the salted rim. I just love it so much.
I've never seen that.
You never seen me order that?
I've never seen you drink that ever.
That is going to change next week in Chicago, my friend.
Okay. Did you play sports in college? I did not. I played intramurals. Sure, Austin did too.
Yeah. I played intramurals.
Well, Austin, I just turned 21 last Saturday. Excited to finally try drop off. It's funny because I picture like IPAs as something you don't drink underage. Like you don't use a fake ID to go buy.
No, definitely not, man. Even when I was in college, like I got fancy once a week to watch Entourage, by the way, Craig. Every Sunday was like, let's cook a steak, which is probably a dog shit steak that we picked up from the store. And I would buy like, you know, Sierra Nevada, not like a heady IPA.
Are you both vaccinated? The only reason we'll answer this is because we had to.
Y'all can't see, but I have a Band-Aid still. I just got vaccinated on Tuesday.
With the Johnson & Johnson, the one shot, because we're going to be filming various stuff all the time, and we had to do it.
I had to kind of expedite it, so I hope I don't grow gills or
webbed feet. Constitutional or not, who knows?
who knows, Craig? Yeah. Seriously.
Well, when are you going to Greenville Halls? I haven't been there in a while.
Oh my gosh. I was just there. I was just there with Shep and Brian Baumgartner, which of course is Kevin from The Office. And he's going to jump on our podcast soon. He has agreed to it. He was like, hell yeah, let's find a time to do it. Such a funny guy. Halls in Greenville, Craig, it's so much fun. It's great. It's the exact same menu. So, you know, we know what we're doing. We just order off the cuff, but I ate there twice when I was at the golf tournament last week.
Someone said, do either of you have your concealed weapons permit? I hope so if you're going to Chicago.
No, we don't. Or sorry, I don't. No, neither do you, Craig.
No, neither of us do. Anywhere in the world you want to visit still that I haven't? My big one's going to be the southern tip of Africa. I want to go. I have friends from the Bahamas that live in Namibia, and I want to go to Cape Town. And I don't know if I told Austin, but I'm going to spend January and February in Australia. Where in the world do you want to go that you've never been?
Yeah. I think that for me, it's a no brainer. I've always wanted to go to Southeast Asia and do the whole thing, you know, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and I've never done it. Yeah, I would love to do that, and not for like a week, but for like a month, you know? Like
the Southeast Asia is tough because to me it was fun going with someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be a girl. Like I thought it was fun going with a girl because there's some isolation stuff that you can do where you're just like you feel like you're where they filmed like Lord of the Rings and like all of that shit. You're just like, this is wild. Yeah. But we could also go together and it would be fine. I just don't think I'm not a big travel by myself guy, but I know I'm.
I didn't necessarily say that I want to travel there by myself. I would love to go with a friend. I mean, shit, man, you and I could go and we'd have a blast. And I'm sure we'd meet many people along.
You can come to Australia with me and then we'll go down to Southeast Asia. Seriously, well, we'll do Australia for like January and we'll go to Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Advice you would give college students? We've talked about, they said career or partying, etc. For me, my advice, college kids, if you go, is definitely
partying advice?
No, like advice for people going like in college, like should you focus on your career or party? For me, think you focus on the social thing. It works out. I think Austin's advice is going to be study abroad.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh my God. If you're in college, y'all, it is your one time. It's your one time to go abroad and travel everywhere that you can possibly go on your parents' dime. Sorry to say that. Maybe it's not your parents' time, but it's like your one time to just like go and act a fool abroad in Europe.
That's true. I never even thought of that. That's funny. All right. Best public golf course to play in Charleston.
Public.
Most of our courses are public.
Yeah, the ocean course is public, by the way. So,
yeah, but you have to go out to Kiowa for that. Oh, well, that is one. Are you both single? I don't want to speak with Austin on every single answer, but I'm single.
Yes, we're both single.
Yeah,
deservedly so, as I think that we both should be right now. That's it.
Yeah, and we've got someone else in any business plans, and we actually do have some really fun stuff in the works. A lot of stuff you just can't say. I mean, even when we do our show, like Southern Charm, we can't say anything about it. So we have some fun stuff happening. We're going to continue to try and share as much with you. I mean, that's what this podcast is so fun.
Did you just get that text from Morgan, by the way, Craig?
No. I'm just reading the question.
Sorry, from Lauren.
This has been great as always. We love that you tune in.
I want to mirror what Craig says just because I want to jump in because I sometimes do. But I think it's so fun that Craig just went on, on live for 10 minutes or so. And so many people are interested in not just the crazy juicy questions, but they're actually interested in like our personal lives. Like, Craig, are you going to be at the store in Austin? Where's your beer? And am I going to get it here? And that to me, Craig, warms my heart because it's like, they want to know how we're doing and what's going on with us professionally. And so to all of you that ask those questions and every question, thank you. Thank you. I know that one of our favorite things to do is to read through those questions and to answer as many as we possibly can. That was one of the things that we loved the most, obviously, Craig, in our lives. During quarantine, we loved that. It kept us on here for hours, but now we know that that's not sustainable to do so. Like, it was so much fun though. I mean, would you agree, right? Sitting there and answering those questions.
And I think taking live calls will be really cool. We've got a lot in the work with this. One day, it's not against the rules for us to say that it is our goal to go on tour, to really be more consistent with this, to start, doing live shows. We've got, fortunately, like our falling out is hopefully, a couple years away, and we have time to do this with y'all before me and Austin have our falling out. But,
and when our falling out happens, trust me, we will be on Instagram Live when it happens, and you'll have a front row seat.
So, be on the lookout for us in Chicago and Minnesota. And then
we're going to go back there
after that, too. And you'll just have to listen to next week's episode for those plays. So, as always, I'll let Austin take us out. But I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you.
All right. All of our pillows and beer listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 22. We are your co-hosts, my best friend Craig at CA Conover. I am at Kroll the Warrior King. We have at Sewing Down South, at King's Calling Brewing Company, and of course, our Spotify. God damn it. And of course, wait, what?
And of course, pillows and beer on Instagram.
I was going to say, and of course, our podcast page, but I couldn't remember it. Of course, our podcast Instagram at Pillows and Beer. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. We love, love, love that we get to do this every week. It's too much fun for us. So until next week, Pillows and Beer listeners, mwah.